This is Wade Branthke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Polls indicate that 92% of Americans want Medicare to negotiate lower drug prices. Just 15% of white evangelicals say that they have a lot of trust in national news organizations, according to Pew Research, but they are nearly twice as likely to trust news they hear from friends and family. The Ceres Community Project is participating in a state-funded program in California to test whether providing daily nutritious meals to chronically ill, low-income people on Medicaid will affect their prognosis and treatment or the cost of their medical care. And looking at the ownership and control of U.S. hospitals, only 20.4% are investor-owned, 21.1% are governmental, 50.3% are nonprofit, non-Catholic, and 8.2% are Catholic. Questions are being asked by the hedge fund managers that donate to the Robin Hood Foundation, often seen as hedge fund industry's unofficial charity that serves New Yorkers in need. $11 million since 2010 has gone to a nonprofit arm of the Service Employees International Union called Strong Economy for All, the Coalition for the Homeless, and Make the Road New York that share members as well as the Hedge Clippers that have done actions on big hedge fund managers like Paul Tudor Jones and Daniel Loeb. Salvador Dali donated an original painting to the Rikers Island Jail complex of New York City, where it hung for 40 years before it was stolen. Guards were ultimately convicted of the theft, but the painting was never recovered. There are 41 million poor people in America, according to the Census Bureau, 4 million more than in 1996. The word scientist was originally coined in 1833 by the philosopher William Whewell, who sought to professionalize science and separate it from philosophy. An independent federal actuary has revised the cost of Trump's skimpy short-term health insurance option, finding that 1.4 million people would sign up who were relatively healthy in the first year and 1.9 million by 2022, also raising costs for those in the marketplace. The price tag would not be up to $168 million, as Trump had indicated, but it would be $1.2 billion the first year and $38.7 billion over 10 years. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Branthke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 190 Labor Unions, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.
This program is produced by the Arkansas Broadcasting Foundation, KABF-FM in Little Rock, Arkansas, and is distributed through Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM, serving the needs and interests of low and moderate income Americans.